Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Let's see. Morning smoothie in hand. Check. Gallon of water. Check. Fire it up. Check, 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 check. Sam Crowley, welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast, August 25th, 2015. The weather doesn't get any better. The weather doesn't get any better. Let me just give you an idea what's going on here. 55 degrees in the morning, 75 and sunny during the afternoon. If there's a better place to live than the Midwest at the end of August, I'm unaware of it. Hey, I want to welcome back to the number one motivational podcast on the planet. It's the Everyday Saturday podcast hosted by yours truly, Sam Crowley, ex-corporate slave, chapter 13, bankrupt person, ex-stutterer, still trips up on words, but manages to run a six-figure speaking business from the platform. How are you, champion? Hey, you were built to stand out. Can we chat about that? Had a great conversation with my buddy, Double T. Thomas Tadlock came by the Everyday Saturday compound yesterday. If you don't know Thomas, he's my personal trainer via 2,000 miles away. Maybe it's less than that. He lives in Austin, Texas. You Google it, Cincinnati to Austin. You get the message, right? Thomas and I have a product coming out. Don't worry. You've been following the show for a while. The Everyday Saturday Body. Yes, 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 yes. It will be coming out just in time for the holidays. Why does General Nutrition Center, GNC, spend 80% of their ad budget between the months of November and January? Because that's when everybody wants to go through massive transformation. And success leaves clues. True or true, success leaves clues. So, if one of the largest nutritional supplement companies spends 80% of their ad budget in between November and January, and so, by the way, does LA Fitness and Bally's and all these other gyms, why would somebody like myself and Thomas putting out a similar product be any different? So look for that coming to a website near you towards the end of this calendar year. But anyway, Thomas was in town hosting an event in Cincinnati, which was really awesome. Stopped by and saw him on Saturday before I went to the gym. And then he came over to my house. I picked him up at the hotel. He checked out around noon. I picked him up around 1. We went to my gym so he could show me some new exercises to do, making sure I'm also have the correct form when I'm lifting, things like that. Funny, when I see him do this stuff, looks super easy. When I do it, it feels like a grizzly bear trying to jump, hula hoop or something crazy. Just very, very strange how that works out. But again, if you want to be the best, you got to work around the best, and success leaves clues. Say it again over and over and over because it's so true. Surround yourself with people that are doing and been where you've been or been where you want to go and doing what you want to do, and it's awesome, man. So from the gym, we went to Kroger, local grocery store, bought a bunch of spinach and organic this and organic that, and came back and made some smoothies at my house, and Thomas made me a tofu dish with sriracha sauce and soy sauce and what else? Avocados were on it. The tofu, never had it before. Never had tofu in my life. That's where you get the protein from when you're a vegan. I am not vegan, but Tadlock is, so I'm going over to his side for a little while here to see how the other half lives. Every now and again I do that. And it was actually pretty good. He made the most incredible smoothie too. Put spinach in there, leaf spinach that was pre-washed. It comes in a box. Like $3.50 a box, something like that. So we stuffed half the box down in there. We got frozen berries that we put in there, like blueberries, strawberries, things like that. A couple of frozen bananas that I had as well. And filled the rest up with water inside my Vitamix. Blended it for a minute. Man, tasted real. I mean, look, guys, I would tell you if it tasted like shoe leather, okay? You know I would. It tasted good, okay? And that was it. Spinach, frozen berries, couple of frozen bananas that I always keep in the freezer, and water. And that was it. Filled the rest up with water. Tasted really, really good. So that's what I'll be drinking throughout the day, the whole day. So anyway, Tadlock and I went out on the patio, hung out, threw the tennis ball to Ginger and Lucy, the Everyday Saturday Border Collies. And while we were hanging out, man, we were just talking, and the subject came up of friends. It's like, you know what, dude? I don't have any friends. That's what I tell everybody. I don't have any friends. I go look around my neighborhood. I live in a small development. There's 17 homes here. It's a small cul-de-sac in the suburbs of Cincinnati. And to my left, corporate guy, family, nobody home. To behind me, corporate guy, nobody home. Corporate guy, corporate guy, corporate guy. A couple of entrepreneurs, but they're business owners. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, read the cash flow quadrant, all right, and understand the four different quadrants Robert Kiyosaki talks about. Business, employee, self-employee, investor, okay? And if you're not working on your business, then you're doing what? What are you doing? You're working in your business. And if you're working in your business, then you might as well just have a job, because if the business can't run without you being disconnected from it for a period of time, you don't own it. The business owns you. Big difference, you know? So if they're not, if I don't have the corporate slaves around me, I got those individuals around me. Now, they're good people, very good people, nice people. They give to their community. They give to their church. They're nice. They keep their house, their land and lot clean. Nothing personally, great people. Would love to spend more time with them. Problem is, I'm cooking out flipping burgers at noon while everybody's gone. Ain't nobody home around noon, you know, hanging out with me in my driveway, throwing a ball to the Everyday Saturday Border Collies. It just doesn't happen. So I say, in Tadlock, I got no friends, man, locally. You know where I got to go to find friends? Live events. I go to a live event, everybody, we all get along. Why? Because we all think differently, but we think the same. What's that mean? Well, we think like entrepreneurs. For example, we're not jealous of somebody else's success. An entrepreneur is never jealous of somebody else's success. You know what entrepreneurs want to do? Ask the question, how do you do that? How did you, like, I drilled Tadlock nonstop because he's got a lot of interesting things going on in life. He does tax lien sales. He goes to Houston, Texas once a month. They sell property right there and, you know, on the doorsteps of the sheriff or whatever it's called. He buys it. It's not tax lien. It's a little different. He buys it. Let's say he buys a $20,000 property for $5,000. If the original owner of the property has whatever it is, 6 months to buy that back at $20,000, Tadlock makes the original investment back $5,000 plus a 25% fee paid from the original owner of the property. So they can claim their property back, but they got to pay a 25% fee. So at the very minimum, he makes 25% on his $5,000. What's that? $1,250 bucks or so? Or he owns it free and clear after 6 months. All he had to do was spend that $5,000 for the tax sale, and he sells it for $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, whatever it sells for retail. Or he can do cash flow, flip, buy and hold, whatever. You know, do whatever he wants, because he has, what does he have? He has control. What we all want as entrepreneurs, he has control. So I said, wow, that's interesting. And then he trades a little bit online, Forex stuff, but he also speaks and he does his health, personal trainer fitness business. I love talking to entrepreneurs. I love it. I love, 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 love talking to entrepreneurs. Why? Because we were born, and this is a real message, okay? I'll just say you. You were born to stand out. Like Les Brown says, everybody's born an original, but most people die a copy. You know, I know it's awkward. I know your family doesn't get you. Look, my family doesn't get me, okay? I know your old friends who you used to run with in the corporate world or in a job or back in high school or college. I know you go back to your class reunions or you go home for the weekend and they don't get you. I know they don't care about what you got going on. I know they're jealous of you going after your dream and think you're a weirdo and they don't even relate. And, oh, you ever get this one? Who are you and what have you done with the old you? You've changed a lot. Yeah, you know what happens? Funny thing happens when you get to be 40 years old. You don't wear your Letterman's jacket around anymore and go to football games and drink beer at the bar stools. You know, you just call me crazy. You don't do it. Funny thing happens when you get married and have four kids. You don't go to happy hour anymore and hang out and get drunk, right, and party and play golf 4 days a week. Funny thing happens when you got a little bit of freedom and you actually have a couple of individuals in your life you can actually spend more time with, not make excuses, which is all it is as to why you can't spend time with these people. And you have deeper thoughts. You want more meaningful relationship. That's what happens when you go for your dream. So I apologize that you played small in life. I feel really bad, but you know what's wild? Check this out, Johnny. And I'm not talking to Johnny, the listener of the Everyday Saturday podcast. I'm talking to Johnny, the friend of the listener, your friend who thinks you've changed and therefore you are no longer able to hang out together. Here it is, Johnny. Here's a clue. You can do the exact same thing right now. Change right now. You can change right now the direction your life is going this minute, whether it's health, whether it's money, whether it's relationships, whatever it is, Johnny, you can change right this second, just like I did. I'm not saying I have all the answers. You're the one that said that I have all the answers. I'm not saying I'm perfect. You're the one who said that I think I'm perfect. Here's the deal. Listen to me. You, right now, the champion of the Everyday Saturday podcast, by the way, thank you so much for the reviews on iTunes. I love you guys. I'm going to read one right now. Dude, you rock, from Heavy Holland. Just left yesterday on the 24th of August. Hi, Sam. I'm not a speaker or an entrepreneur, but I am a man chasing my dream. I'll keep this short and sweet. I listen to your podcast every day, and it's a shot in the arm every morning. Thanks for doing what you do. Have the best day ever. JWA, the initials. JWA, thank you so much. Carl ANC. Hi, Sam. Just want to let you know that I'm happy I ran into your podcast. I love your style, and I often find myself laughing on my way home from work. It beats crying on your way home from work. Additionally, you have motivated me to finally take my dream seriously. I want to go for my dream online business. I'll keep you informed through my journey. Keep up the awesome work. Guys, thank you so much. You don't know how much that means. Look, there were days that I would lay in bed at night, literally on the verge of tears because I hated my job. I knew there was greatness inside. I didn't know where to go, what to do, where to turn. And you know what? I just ripped the damn Band-Aid off, and I just said, I'm going to go for it. I don't give a crap if I fail. I don't care if I go bankrupt, which I did. I don't give a crap if everybody makes fun of me, laughs at me. I'm going to fail. I'm a flawed human being, man. You know, if I shared half the thoughts going on in my mind, you guys would have me committed to a mental institution. But I know where my DNA is, and it's in speaking, training, and being a seminar leader. And it's just motivating and inspiring and squeezing the last bit of toothpaste out of the tube before I die. We're all going to die. My faith tells me I'll spend the afterlife with everybody that I love and Jesus Christ and everybody there. Whatever your faith tells you, man, hang on to that as well. But without faith, I'm not so sure what we have as a society, because I surely, and this is my preach it, brother, preach it from the pulpit. I'm just saying, man, I live every day now like it's my last day, literally like I'm going to be dead at midnight and get hit by a bus. I don't want that to happen, but at some point, I'm taking my last breath, and guess what? Let me let you in on a little bit of something. So are you. What are you going to do? You know, major and minor things? Spend the rest of your last day? This is your last day on earth, guys. Last day today. You got to act like that. And I know we say it, and it's trite, and it's a cliche, and it's a metaphor and everything like that, but damn, man, when are you going to start acting like it's really your last day? You know, when are you going to get to the gym? When are you going to launch that business? When are you going to do anything? Take the big leap forward. Just take a huge, massive step forward. I don't care what that is. If it's going to a live event, if it's recording a video, a podcast, a web page, a blog, you know, talking to your spouse or your significant other, finally sharing your intimate feelings with them, whatever it is, a business partner, whatever it is, man, whatever you got to do to take massive momentum in your life, damn it, will you stop playing small? That's for Johnny. Okay, that's for the person on the bar stool wearing a Letterman's jacket, reflecting back to their senior year of high school when they used to be the BMOC, man, the big man on campus. Yo, what's up, quarterback of the football team? Head cheerleader? Yeah, what's up? Now, I've grown so much, though, I couldn't fit into seven of those cheerleader skirts, but that's okay because you're successful. I'm not, right? You go for your dream, I won't, because my life's over now. No, it's not. No, it's not. You tell the head cheerleader, man, drill team, and the guy that quarterbacked the football team, you can get back to that same mental state at the age of 45. All it is, it's just a decision. You just got to do it. But at some point in time, man, you got to cut the excuses out. I mean, you got to just say, look, it's not a priority. Having a successful life just is not a priority to you. It just isn't, man, and that's okay, but you can't. I got my nice bucket of white paint here. All right, that represents me and my blank canvas I'm painting on. I don't need any of your darker brown or black paint coming into my bucket, because when you mess up my bucket, it changes the paint of my life, okay? I like to keep my bucket right here, sanitized, clean, the exact color that I want it, white, okay? Or whatever your preference is, blue, green, red, black, whatever it is, man. Just understand, don't let anybody bring their negative paint into your bucket and upset the canvas that you're painting on. Capiche? Because when you do that, every day isn't Saturday. Every day's Monday, because it's all, oh, my paint was supposed to be green, but now I let Johnny into my life and he's so negative, or Susie, and she's talking about how bad things are, blah, 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 blah. Now I don't even know what the hell color the canvas ought to be that I'm painting on. Come on, man. Play big. It's Tuesday morning, August 25th, 2015. The sun's out. Got the guns out. heading to the gym. Life is good. Is life perfect? Come on now. Come on. Seriously? My life perfect? Do you really want me to create a podcast moaning and groaning about everything going wrong? Let's just say this, okay? The laundry list of things that I have in my life right now that I need to improve on and need to be get better in my life is probably 10 times as long as yours. Why? Because I take 10 times the risk, okay? And most of them don't work out. Remember I shared with you, my buddy Alex spoke from stage 3 years ago, resonated, a successful seven-figure marketer said, 95% of the things I try don't work. Boom! Think about that. 95% of the things a seven-figure marketer attempts to do online in his business does not work. Do you know how powerful that 5% must be? Holy moly, macaroni. Are you kidding me? That's the power is in the 5%, man. When are you going to get after yours? When are you going to do it? Someday, one day. Not on the calendar. Someday, one day. Doesn't exist. Go find it right now on the calendar. Email me. Sam@everydaysaturday.com. I can't find someday, one day. That's right, because it ain't there. All right? That's what Johnny and Susie, they're looking for. Okay? They're looking for someday, one day. It's not there. Pick the date, man. You know the best day to start? When would be the best day to go for your dream? Any day that ends in Y. Are you with me? Are you with me? It's Sam Crowley. Hit me up on Twitter. Let me know you're listening. Leave a review on iTunes for the Everyday Saturday podcast. Would love to see your 5-star rating and read it on the show. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.